You're listening to a guided practice from Skillful Means Podcast, featuring Jennifer O'Sullivan. We hope you enjoy. Dear Sangha, I feel very honored to have been a part of this virtual retreat experience with you. I've benefited greatly from the introspective work I do on retreat, and it's my hope that this experience has brought forward connection and insight that will motivate your practice in the weeks and months to come. I know being at home, possibly with other family members around, likely hasn't been very easy. And maybe you came into this experience with expectations that you'd emerge on the other side feeling a particular way, perhaps changed in some way. Those experiences are possible, but they're often more subtle than we think, even in a more formal retreat environment. And the truth is, practice retreats are often difficult. Nothing like the idyllic experiences marketing experts would have us imagine. I've been on a couple of retreats where I felt very challenged by the behavior of my roommates. I spent one retreat in early spring horribly distracted by the cold and drafty meditation hall. One day I was so frustrated, I tried talking myself into leaving. And for those of you with kids, I've even taken my daughter on retreats where families were welcome. And it's a special kind of fun trying to get your five-year-old to keep noble silence in the buffet line. I share all of this with you because if things were bumpy during this home retreat experience, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've missed out on some kind of special magic that would have happened had we all been together. In my experience, the most revealing and transformative moments on retreat have occurred outside of the formal sessions. The formal practices open us up to a more receptive and awakened state that we can then carry into our informal interactions. How do I respond when, by the time I get to the buffet, all the things I like to eat are gone? Or, to bring it closer to home, how do I relate to my family when I leave my practice space and interact with them? We can get curious about the things that bother us alongside the things that stimulate us. We soften our preferences and lean into whatever arises. So I invite you to relax as best as you can the expectations you may have set at the onset of this retreat. In their place, plant the seeds of compassion for yourself and for whatever was revealed to you during this experience. In our session this afternoon, it's my hope that the practice I share will help you access your heart energy so you can do just that. Loving kindness is by now a very common practice. I remember the first time I was ever guided through the practice. I was in my late 20s and reeling from the ending of a very challenging relationship. As I'm sure you know, the most common way to practice loving kindness, or metta, is to extend heartfelt energy outward like concentric rings, from yourself to a loved one, to a neutral person, to a difficult person, and often to everyone as the last step. The instruction is always to tread lightly when you get to the difficult person. If you're new to the practice, it's best to choose someone with whom you've had a mild conflict. Don't go toward the person that hurt you the most. But I tend to have something to prove, especially in learning environments, so of course, I picked this man who'd hurt me so deeply. I'm not going to tell you that it was a miracle, and I taprooted a deep well of compassion and understanding for this person, not even close. Instead, what I experienced was more like the opening of a door, just a crack, to the possibility of transforming that hurt and anger. Prior to that moment, I thought that pain was going to hang around forever. So even the possibility of setting down that heavy burden of heartbreak and regret was a pretty big deal. It ended up being the beginning of a multi-year endeavor to heal those wounds and to access a more open-hearted attitude more generally. Here's the heart of the matter. Our suffering is the fertile soil in which our compassion flourishes. We can't get to compassion any other way than through the doorway of our discomforts, hardships, and setbacks. And the point I really want to drive home here is that practicing loving kindness is not a glossing over pain and difficulty, nor is it a beam of energy shining from your heart that's going to penetrate others and make them change their behavior. I like how Mushim Patricia Ikeda describes this practice in a recent article for Lion's Roar. She calls loving kindness a purification process. It purifies our own heart of hatred and delusion. It's an antidote for the ill will that we're all confronted with on a daily basis. Metta isn't about forgiveness or letting people off the hook. Rather, this is a process of transforming the energies of fear, reactivity, and negativity into the recognition of our humanity. It doesn't mean we have to invite difficult people over for tea, but if we can operate from a place of common humanity, from a place that recognizes the suffering within all of us, from a place of compassion, then I think we can all imagine how much more harmonious our lives would be, even when things get really hard. Before we settle into practice, I want to offer a little movement break, get your chi flowing, and also help you to get back into your body. My spiritual home is with Thich Nhat Hanh's Global Plum Village Sangha. The version of metta or loving kindness that I'm going to share today comes from that tradition, so I thought I'd also share with you some Plum Village style mindful movements. We'll start standing, so go ahead and stand up. And place your feet firmly on the ground, about shoulder width apart. The standing posture is more like Qigong Wuji posture than Tadasana or mountain pose. Your knees are slightly bent. Tuck your tailbone a little bit, but feel as if the top of your head is being lifted by an imaginary string towards the sky. Your shoulders are loose, neither pinned back nor rolling forward, and your chest is soft. Bring your hands to your lower abdomen and feel your breath here, consciously breathing in all the way to your belly, and then slowly breathing out again. Continue to breathe slowly this way, aware of each and every breath. On an inhale, slowly raise your arms up in front of you to shoulder height. The elbows remain straight but soft. Your palms are facing down, with your fingers ever so slightly lingering behind your wrists. And when you breathe out, slowly float the arms back down to your sides. Again, breathing in as you raise the arms up, breathing out as you lower the arms down. One more time, in, out. The next time you breathe in, raise your arms out to the side, also shoulder height. This time the palms face up as if you're receiving the warm energy of the sun. As you breathe out, touch your fingertips to the tops of your shoulders. Now start to slowly circle your elbows at the pace of your breath. After three times in one direction, do three circles in the other direction. You might feel an impulse to bend and straighten the knees with this movement. Go ahead and let yourself do that. enjoy the feeling of moving freely and easily in your body. After your last elbow circle, let the arms slowly float down by your sides. Pause here and enjoy feeling into your body. Now place your hands on your hips and step your feet a little further apart. As if stirring a pot of thick soup, start to circle your hips 3 times in one direction and 3 times in the other direction. As you do so, stay deeply connected to the feelings of the movements in your body. Our awareness can transform a simple movement into something really special and satisfying. Finally, with your feet still positioned in this wider stance, start to swing your arms around to one side and then the other. Even though you want to keep your legs engaged and your knees pointing forward, the movement in the upper body is loose and organic. You'll feel a natural little bounce in your knees here. Don't hold that back. And don't be afraid to speed up the movement a little bit. And as you swing your arms, feel as if you're shaking off stagnant energy, encouraging your blood and life force energy to flow. Start to slow down and eventually stop swinging your arms. And then just shake everything out, your arms, your legs. Think of yourself as a dog shaking water from its fur. Raise your arms overhead and shake them. Flick imaginary water off of each leg, or just lightly bounce or jump up and down. Really let loose here. Shake it all out. Eventually, slow the movement down and come back to the original posture. Feet shoulder distance apart, soft knees, tailbone tucked, long spine. Bring your hands to your abdomen and once again, settle your attention on your breathing here in the belly. Smile to yourself and enjoy this moment. I'll invite you now to sit back down or even lie down on the floor. If you have a bolster or a blanket that you can roll into a tube, place that under your knees and put something soft underneath your head. Get comfortable, but be mindful of the possibility of falling asleep. If you think you'll fall asleep, practice while sitting. When we get to the practice phrases of this metta meditation, you'll start by focusing the phrase on yourself, then someone you like, then a neutral person, someone you know but not very well or don't have a strong opinion about, and finally for someone that you find difficult to be around. I'm not going to tell you to avoid your mortal enemy, but I will suggest that for now, in this experience, pick someone who is unlikely to create a major disruption for you. I'll say each phrase a couple of times and then pause so you can repeat them to yourself a couple of times. Now, take a deep breath in through your nose. Pause while full of breath. Then slowly let the air out, feeling a grounded quality wash over you. Again, deep breath in through the nose and pause. Slow release of air as you relax a little more. One last time on your own. Focusing on yourself. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. And your loved one? May I learn to look at her, him, or them with the eyes of understanding and love. May I learn to look at her, him, or them with the eyes of understanding and love. with the neutral person. May I learn to look at her, him, or them with the eyes of understanding and love. May I learn to look at her, him, or them with the eyes of understanding and love. And for the difficult person, may I learn to look at her, him, or them with the eyes of understanding and love. May I learn to look at her, him, or them with the eyes of understanding and love. And to yourself, may I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in myself. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in myself. And for your loved one, may I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in her, him, or them. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in her, him, or them. For the neutral person, may I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in her, him, or them. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in her, him, or them. And for the difficult person, may I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in her, him, or them. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in her, him, or them. To yourself, may I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in myself. May I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in myself. And to your loved one, may I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in her, him, or them. May I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in her, him, or them. For the neutral person, may I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in her, him, or them. May I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in her, him, or them. And for the difficult person, may I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in her, him, or them. May I learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in her, him, or them. Coming back to yourself, may I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in myself every day. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in myself every day. for your loved one. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in her, him, or them every day. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in her, him, or them every day. For the neutral person, may I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in her, him, or them every day. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in her, him, or them every day. And the difficult person, may I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in her, him, or them every day. May I know how to nourish the seeds of joy in her, him, or them every day. And to yourself, may I be able to live fresh, solid, and free. May I be able to live fresh, solid, and free. And to your loved one, may she, he, or they be able to live fresh, solid, and free. May she, he, or they be able to live fresh, solid, and free. And to your neutral person, may she, he, or they be able to live fresh, solid, and free. May she, he, or they be able to live fresh, solid, and free. and your difficult person. May she, he, or they be able to live fresh, solid, and free. May she, he, or they be able to live fresh, solid, and free. And to yourself, may I be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. May I be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. And to your loved one, may she, he, or they be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. May she, he, or they be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. Your neutral person, may she, he, or they be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. May she, he, or they be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. And your difficult person, may she, he, or they be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. May she, he, or they be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifferent. Thank you. If you're lying down, slowly sit back up. If you've been sitting, feel free to stretch a little bit. Maybe recross your legs. Bring your hands together in front of your heart. Envision your teachers, guides, and mentors surrounding you. Their kind eyes watching you in a loving way. As you breathe in, send them your gratitude for all they've offered you. When you breathe out, feel their continued blessings rain down upon you. And in their honor, may we be of enormous benefit to all beings everywhere. On behalf of Sarah Jane and myself, thank you for your participation in our very first Skillful Means podcast virtual retreat. We'd love to know if you enjoyed this experience or have any feedback to share. And let us know if you'd like us to offer something like this again in the future. You can email us at feedback@skillfulmeanspodcast.com. If you'd like to support our work on the podcast, we humbly accept your donations. You'll find links to our PayPal accounts in the show notes. Until next time, may our minds turn toward those practices that engender inner freedom.